Good morning and welcome to all, especially our guests that join us on this Thanksgiving Day weekend, the first Sunday of Advent, and a special welcome to the family of Franz Weigandt, who's going to be baptized here during this Mass. So a special welcome to you. A joyful day for you as a family, a joyful day for us as the people of the Church of the Madeleine. We do have our Magnificat Advent prayer books that are there in the vestibule of the church. They're there free. They're for the taking. We ask one per family. They have daily prayers and reflections every day during Advent. Yesterday, one of the retired priests of our diocese, Father Bill Skian, died after a long illness at the age of 88. He was a former pastor of the Church of the Resurrection and also St. James Parish in Bartlesville. His funeral arrangements are pending, but please this week let us remember him in our prayers that he will be at rest in the fullness of the resurrection, and also for his family and also the many people that he served during his time as a priest of our diocese. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May his soul and the souls of faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. One of the memories that my sister and I share of our childhood was generally on Friday mornings. That was the day that if we were not in school, we got to go with Mom to go get groceries for the weekend, for the rest of the week. And this is the days before recycling, that we would bring the glass soda bottles, or the soft drink bottles that were empty, and you could turn them into the store and you could redeem them for a little bit of money. You could turn them out. I see some of you are nodding your heads, and some of you are thinking, I have no idea what he's talking about. You know, you can see that sometimes today in the glass bottles, it might say redeemable for 5 cents in Delaware or something like that. And my sister and I, with a few cents that we would get from returning those bottles, if we were good, while Mom was shopping, we got to go and put some of those coins in the gumball machine, turn the great big metal crank, or the rides that were there at the entrance to the store, the ponies or the car, something like that. Be able to redeem those bottles for something else, to buy back. That's what the word redeem means in Latin, to buy back. So we get the name redeem, redemption, redeemer. We hear a lot about that word, to redeem, usually right after Christmas. We take the items, the gifts we may have gotten that didn't fit, were the wrong color, maybe something we didn't want anyway, and we take the receipt and the gift to the exchange, probably not for cash, but for some item of equal value. Redemption is also a word that I think we need to hear before Christmas, particularly in this time of Advent, because it's the core of our Catholic faith, of just who and what we're celebrating at Christmas. Because today we do begin this new liturgical year, the first Sunday of Advent. So in some ways it's New Year's Day, so I don't know how many people stayed up till midnight and popped some champagne corks, maybe not too many. But again, as the Church, we don the purple vestments as we begin the season of Advent. And with that color, we are reminded as a church we are to ponder and ask questions about our faith, particularly the chief claim of Christianity. And that core claim is that Jesus is God. God the Son. The word we use to describe that is the incarnation. The Word of God, the creative power of God, takes on our humanity, takes on our human flesh, becomes like us in all things but sin. And that is what we are to celebrate at Christmas, with all due respect to Santa and the elves. We are remembering that first Advent. Advent is a word that means to come, to arrive. So we recall that first Advent, but in the weeks preceding Christmas, we are to look for Jesus to come again. We look forward to his second Advent, his second coming. We are told to be awake, to be aware, to be alert. That Jesus is God, that is a core belief of Christianity. No other religion makes this claim of its founder or of a key figure. Moses did not claim to be God. He said he was sent by God to bring the people of ancient Israel out of slavery in Egypt and into the land of promise. Sent by God, but not God. Muhammad did not claim to be God. Rather, he said he was a prophet of Allah, which is the Arabic word for God. But he did not claim to be God. The Buddha claimed to be the enlightened one. but he did not claim to be God. Only Christianity makes this claim, that Jesus is God the Son. And either Jesus is God the Son, or he isn't. There's no both and in this equation. It's an either or. Either he is God the Son, the Savior, the Redeemer, or he is a fraud. There seems to be, in our own time and place, many efforts to reduce Jesus to something else other than the Redeemer, the Savior. To be the teacher, the philosopher, the social activist, the revolutionary, or to have him, he and Mary Magdalene, that they're an item. That she's Mrs. Jesus and they have a family and so on. And by the way, there's absolutely zero evidence of that. I think all of this is an attempt to make Jesus conform to our lives instead of us conforming our life to his. And that's what Advent is reminding us that we are called to do. But the core claim is that God the Son became one of us in all things but sin. And Advent challenges us to ponder that if we believe this claim, then what do we do with it? Do we see and believe as to why the Word becomes flesh in the first place? It's not because the Word had nothing else to do, but rather the Word becomes flesh in order to redeem us, to buy us back for God. You know that since we're now past Thanksgiving, we're going to enter now this season, which some refer to, there's a war on Christmas. Concerning which, should we say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? Well, you know, if I'm in the store, and as busy as things are, I'm just happy that someone smiles and acknowledges my presence in a nice way. Because there are times, you know, they're so busy, they hardly don't even make eye contact. So, you know, I could care less whether it's Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings or Merry Christmas. And allow me to suggest that we put all that aside. Because there is a war going on with the culture warring against the Christian message, but it's fought on 1,001 fronts. And it's not just on December 25th, it is 24/7 every day of the year. And the conflict is not about what appropriate salutations to give to each other as we prepare for Christmas. Rather, it's about the belief in redemption and the incarnation. Seems that many people can fall into two ends of the spectrum when it comes about the idea about redemption. The first are, particularly I think people of faith, there's a temptation to fall into this trap, is to believe that they are beyond redemption. They cannot be bought back. They have made such a mess out of their life that they can't be saved. And then they despair that they're going to be forgiven, restored to God's grace. As you've heard me say before, perhaps the devil's favorite word to us is can't. I can't be forgiven. I can't be loved. I can't be redeemed. I can't be bought back. I can't be saved. I can't be restored to grace. That's one end of the spectrum about redemption. The other end, which I think is far more prevalent in the larger culture, is just the opposite, that there's nothing wrong. I don't need to be redeemed. I'm okay, and you're okay. Everything about me is beautiful and good. And since all is good, there's no need to be redeemed. There's no need to be bought back. Or if something isn't quite right, well, I can make it good all on my own. I can pull myself up by my own bootstraps. Thanks for the offer for redemption, but I got it covered. Don't worry. That's the other end of the spectrum. But Advent challenges us to see the need to be redeemed. We hear from the prophet Isaiah today. He says, "You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever." That we have wandered far from that relationship. That through the misuse of our free will, through our twisted desires, we've made a mess. And such a mess that we can't get out of it ourselves. If you want evidence of the misuse of our free will, our twisted desires, that evident in our world today, watch the news tonight at 6 o'clock. And by the way, it's not just some other group that's made a mess. You know, it's very tempting to use a modern term to project all that on somebody else. To say, well, I haven't made a mess, but oh, those other people, you know, the ones that live in that part of town, they're the ones that made the mess. Or those people living that particular lifestyle, they're the problem. Or those who vote for those candidates for office who follow that particular politics or watch that particular news cable station. They're the ones who have made the mess, but not me. Advent challenges us to see it different. We're all in a mess, every one of us. We're born into it. So we call original sin. Our misuse of that free will, our twisted desires, that sin that we have made a mess and we cannot redeem ourselves. Only God can do this for us. And we must constantly be preparing to welcome the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. You know, there are two great figures in Advent that we hear of in the Scriptures, particularly on Sundays. One is the prophet Isaiah that we hear from today. The other is John the Baptist that we'll hear from next Sunday. And by the way, if you're expecting either one of these guys to say ho, ho, ho and mistletoe and Merry Christmas, you're out of luck. Doesn't happen. Both of them hammer home the message about redemption. Be prepared. We all need it. We all have sinned. We all have become tainted. Isaiah uses that image of polluted rags, of withered leaves. It's tainted even our prayer, our worship, our acts of charity, that we must acknowledge the need to be redeemed and believe in redemption of a Savior, Jesus Christ, who pulls us out of the dysfunction of the world. You know, Pope Francis is fond of using the image of the church as a field hospital for the wounded, for those who recognize that they are in need of a Redeemer. They can't save themselves. Because this mess is of our own creation, or whether it's been dumped on us by others, we can't pull ourselves out of it. If you're familiar with the 12 steps programs, it's no accident that for those trying to overcome addiction, they have borrowed heavily from this Christian message. That addiction to any destructive behavior, whether it's alcohol, drugs, pornography, gambling, shopping, that freezes the person in place. And there's no overcoming it alone. There's no pulling oneself up by the bootstraps. There is acknowledgement instead of powerlessness and a need for a higher power. Even our own experience, I think for as much as that, all the stuff that we can do it on our own, I think our own lived experience is different. That every time we have gone through some kind of tragedy, misfortune, great difficulty in our lives, we know that there are people who have walked with us in those moments, who have prayed with us, wept with us, been with us, shared the hope for us. Lift us up, because we can't do it alone. For the core Christian claim is that Jesus, God the Son, the incarnate Son of the Father, became one of us to redeem us through His blood on the cross and in His resurrection. And that ongoing incarnation and redemption is at work, present in us, His body, the church, particularly in the sacraments and profoundly in the Eucharist. And Advent challenges us to be awake, to be watchful, to be alert, as we await that revelation of Jesus Christ, as St. Paul tells us, so that we are not lacking in any spiritual gift. To be awake, not to be on the lookout for catastrophe and disaster, but rather to be awake and alert for redemption, for salvation, for hope. For we're not to be taken by surprise when that second coming takes place. And Advent challenges us to see that God has made us for the good, for love, to share in the divine life of heaven. This is the redemption offered to us in Jesus Christ. So may this time of Advent be a time for us to be awake, to be aware, to be open to that redemption, being bought back for God as His holy church.